It took almost 8 months, but one of the top college wrestling programs in the country finally hit the mat again this week. While the NCAA has delayed the official wrestling season this year, 19 Iowa Hawkeyes grapplers competed in the undercard and the main event at the new Extreme Arena in Coralville, Iowa, Sunday night in a made-for-TV event. Hi, everybody. How's it going today? This is Greg Stewart. Welcome to Sports and Commentary. This is a show you help to sponsor with your generous tax-deductible contributions to Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster Incorporated. You can find out more info, and if you'd like, you can give quickly, safely, and securely right there at WWIB.com. The Iowa Hawkeyes, University of Iowa, has 23 national championships, and they ended the shortened 2019-2020 season undefeated and ranked number one in the country. Two-time All-American and last year's Big Ten champion at 165, Alex Marinelli, the senior, is with me from the U of I. Alex, thanks for stopping in. Let's talk about this first event, an unusual event for the kickoff of the wrestling season this year down there in Coralville, kind of suburban Iowa City. You wrestled four-time NCAA All-American James Green. Tell me about it. Unpack it for us, will you?
Yeah, so the event was awesome. I'm super glad they put it on. I'm thankful and blessed to go out and compete, and you know, just gave God the glory no matter wins or loss. You know, obviously life, you know, is much, God's much bigger than wrestling, and but you know, I want to win, and you know, didn't get a win last night, so I you know, was controlling the match, and then the second period came, and you know, he got a 4-point move out of bounds, and you know, that rule with continuation in freestyle, you know, there's a lot less margin for error in freestyle than in folk style. You know, maybe it wasn't two in folk style, and Terry reminded us all of that after the event. Terry said, you know, that margin of error that you can make is a lot smaller in freestyle. You know, you got to be ultra aware out of bounds, and you can't give up those points. And then you know, I was trying to storm back, and you know, took him down at the end, but it didn't, you know, I heard 5-4. I thought it was 5-3, and then they gave me a point for him being passive. So but overall, I mean, I'm super happy for my teammates and how they wrestled, and we looked really good for being the first time since March. So
yeah, it was 5-4. That was the final. Sounds like, Alex, a fun night, even though you didn't get the win, this made-for-TV event. This is the kind of stuff that may catch on to the future.
Yeah, I mean, that's what we need. That's what we need in the sport. You know, a lot of fans, they want to see wrestling, and that's a good way to get it to their eyes and have them watching it, and also getting some post-collegiate athletes, some senior level athletes, some money. You know, this is, a lot of people call it a poor man's sport, but I think we're getting to that level where people are appreciating, and then also we're finding out how to make them money. And then I mean, it's just a great opportunity. And then also if they don't make money, you know, it's just a good opportunity for us to just wrestle and do what we love to do. So
yeah, just getting out of the mat again. Still a lot of uncertainty, Alex, about this season with all this COVID stuff. Any sense of where this thing is going?
Yeah, if I had to bet, I mean, Tom's been talking to us a little bit, and he's just keeping us ready. Obviously, we can go out and compete whenever and wherever. But I've heard, you know, starting in January – and then end in the same time in March. And so just they're trying to, like, come up with a blueprint or a game plan of when we'll have duels, you know, maybe who we'll have duels with, maybe if it's with a couple teams in one day, kind of like a try meet, you know, to get in a good amount of matches. And then also, you know, testing. They're going to do testing probably every day, which, you know, that you could run into some problems, but we're praying that hopefully everything will be all right, and we'll be able to do what we love to do while also being safe, you know, following protocols and stuff. So there's going to be a lot of decisions made, but that's one could be frustrating thing for athletes. For me, I'm just rolling with it. I'm just going to be thankful no matter what happens. I mean, I've dealt with a lot of adversity in my life, so this is it's big adversity. But to me, I mean, it's, you know, I'm used to it. So
yes, we'll unpack that coming up here on Sports and Commentary. The adversity that you've had in your life, you know, Alex, when everything was shut down last March before the NCAAs, could you have imagined that we'd be sitting here in November and still talking about this stuff, still trying to navigate through this stuff?
A little bit. I mean, I like to say no. I was like, I'd like to say I can't believe it, but since they canceled the Nationals, I mean, it must be pretty significant, and then we are still talking about it and still talking about it, and now it's, you know, obviously there's the flu season, so it's going to be talked about. And so, I mean, yes and no. I think my mind's wanting to say, man, I can't believe they're still talking about this, and it's still a thing, and we're still wearing these masks, and we're still doing these protocols. And but on the other hand, you know, in the scientific world, there's flu season and there's things that happen in there, and they want to look at the people that gather and go out of their social cohorts. So, I mean, yes and no. I think it, as a human, you know, you want to be like selfish and be like, why are they still doing this? But then again, you know, there's reasons. So.
Sure, sure. Two-time All-American University of Iowa wrestler Alex Marinelli at 165. And still more to come on the show, talking about your faith and Hawkeyes wrestling, all this stuff with you, Alex. So let's get together next time. Until then, have a great day, all right?
All right, you too. See ya.
Okay, bye-bye.